this evening, and I just want to brag on our young people, how that God is moving them along, and we're watching them grow up right before our eyes. Not just physically, I looked at David when he came up here, and it seems like he's just grown by leaps and bounds physically, but I also commend those that have grown spiritually by leaps and bounds, and you, to you as the elders of the church, you can see that, and what a blessing it is. It makes my soul rejoice in seeing this, and I'd like to see others join in with this growth party that we're having, and just not just young people, but older ones alike, that we might all grow together in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians is where we'll be reading from, if you found it and like to follow along with us, starting at verse 4, reading through verse 9. He says in verse 4, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of your Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." And stop reading there. And tonight I'd like to bring you a message entitled, "An Enriched Life." An enriched life. Paul was thanking God for those at Corinth because that they had the grace of the Lord in their life. And he bragged upon them, knowing that it was Jesus Christ who gave them the grace that made their life what it was at that time. And he said that in everything that we and them was enriched by him. How many of us tonight, our life is so much better because of Jesus Christ? Amen. Knowing him as our Lord and Savior has changed our life for eternity. See, salvation is not just something that is for the future, but salvation is something that is for today. That knowing the Lord as your personal Savior, it will change your future, but it will change your present as well. And it will enrich your life, knowing that you have someone that you can call upon no matter what the situation may be, no matter what time of the day it might be, no matter when everybody else says, "Be quiet," that you still can call upon the name of Jesus Christ to come and help you in your life. Our lives are enriched by the people that we know. And the people, as Dad preached this morning, that there are people in this congregation that we've worshiped with for many, many years. And our lives are so much better because of those that we went to church with, and those that we grew up with, and those that we worship with, because we got to help each other along. How many of you have ever prayed for somebody that was going through a dark time in their life? What you did was you was asking God to enrich their life. Help them with what they're going through, that they might see that it was you that did the work because of our prayers. And prayer, there is power in prayer. And it enriches our lives to have someone that we can talk to when everybody else would say that we're foolish or that we don't know what we're talking about. Sometimes when everybody else looks at you and says, "Why do you think this is so big or so deep?" But you see, God understands every movement of your heart and your life. Every word that you say, He knows all about it and He cares about it because He came to make our lives better. My life without Jesus Christ isn't worth the living. It's not worth it. Because I would be, as Jack testified tonight, every one of us would be looking to the world to try to fill that void that's in our life and make our life better. And we would search and search and search, but never find what we're looking for. I know many of folks, and you do too, that are on that road. And they are looking for things that will enrich their life, make it better, and give them a purpose for living. And this world doesn't have the answer. But God has the answer. In fact, He is the answer to make your life so much better. Many of us growing up, we thought that we had the world by the tail, so to speak, that when we saw the future and we thought that we could change a lot of things about our conditions in which we grew up in or conditions of the world. But we found out that we are limited on what we're capable of doing. But God is capable of doing all things. And we are capable of doing all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. What that word means is that He enriches us. The scripture said it like this in another passage, that when I am weak, I am made strong because of Him. There are times that every one of us have been enriched by God coming by and giving us the wisdom that we stood in need of. That we might understand His scriptures and His word and even the purpose for our life. I had my life figured out, I thought, when I was young and had a roadmap of what I wanted to do. But you know what God did? He came along and changed my plans. And made it today that I would not want to go back and go with Roger's roadmap, because that would have taken me, no doubt, further away from God. How many of you rather walk with God than you had to have the whole world walking beside you and patting you on the back? Because God enriches us. And in that word, enrichment, right in the middle of it is the word rich. God makes us rich today. And you say, well, I'm not rich. How does He make us rich? He supplies every need we have along the journey. The writer of old said it the best. I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen God's people, Roger paraphrasing, never seen God's people doing without. God has always made a way. Dad preached this morning, it might have been cornbread and fried potatoes, but at least God made a way somehow for us by enriching our life. And I have to say, I feel sorry for young folk today and middle-aged people today that grow up in a home that doesn't have Jesus Christ at the head of it, because their life will not be what our lives have been. And you say, Why do you say your life is spent so enriched? Because all along the journey, I wasn't 8 years old, but I was 11 years old when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I found that ever since that day, when we put purpose in our hearts, we're going to live and work for God, that He makes our lives so much better than everybody around us, because we've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We've got someone that will do things for us that mom and dad can't. Someone that when everybody else turns their backs and walk away, Brother Jeff, I've got someone that I can feel at the side of me, and He lets me know that He's around because He enriches my life with His presence. You ever been around somebody that just made you feel like you was just all that? It's hard to shake your head, yes, right? Because most people in this world try to tear you down that they might be enriched. God doesn't do that. God enriches us and makes us feel like we are And I don't know how this feels, but like we're his only child. That sometimes that's the way he makes me feel. And I know that there are problems all over the world, and there are people that's going through greater things than what I'm going through. And I thank him that he takes time out to come and visit with me and lets me feel the presence of the Holy Spirit come by and enrich my soul. Lift me up and say, what is it, if I can put it like this, what is it that I can do for you today when everybody else is ready to kick you while you're down? The devil works that way. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God comes to lift us up and to help us today. I don't know if somebody tonight might be going through things in your life where you're down and out, and sometimes life comes at you and you say, I just don't know how much more that I can take. But then if I can just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit move through my heart, that it lifts me up and says, yes, I want to know more about him. I want to grow. You're talking about being enriched. When you start getting, and I'm not going to preach long, I don't think, but I might. But when you start getting off of the milk of the Word of God and start chewing on the meat of the Word of God, folks, you can just feel the enrichment coming into your soul, that things that used to beset you, things that used to get you down, you look at them now and say, that ain't nothing at all for a child of God. I can walk through it and know that God is going to bring us victorious to the other side because he has enriched our life. Look at around us today. Look at our brothers and sisters, how rich their lives are. They've got love. You know, the world doesn't even know what love means. To the world, love means sex. You know, that's what it means. And I have to be careful, Brother Lloyd, because this is such a deep subject matter, and I don't want to offend anybody tonight. But you know what true love is what God gave to us through Jesus Christ. And what Jesus did when he walked up Calvary's Hill and laid down his life that you and I could have life. The Bible says that there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And you know who he called his friends? We are. Our life is enriched because Jesus calls us his friend. If everybody else says, I'm not your friend anymore, as long as I've got him, I've got everything I need to get through this life and into the next life. God, and I don't want to make it sound like this life's a burden, because this life has a lot of joy as we go along the way. And let me tell you, my joy is not found in the things of this world. My joy is found when I come into the presence of God. And you say, that means you go to church. Well, sometimes. But sometimes it's at the house, or it's out in the garage, or sometimes it's when we're working and doing things. Has anybody else had the Lord come by your way and you just feel the presence so heavily that you just have to stop and look up and say, thank you, Lord, for enriching my life and letting me feel your presence come by and making me to feel like I am somebody special in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we are somebody special. Amen. Amen. Larry Jones used to say he was special. God bless his heart. And you know why we're special? Because God loves us. We are his family. Dad preached about that this morning. We are the family of God. Your neighbor that's sitting right there next to you. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. I thought about what Tara said to us as she was leaving church this morning. She hugged our neck and said that she was saying goodbye to her big brother. And I thought, well, that's me. I'm her brother tonight. She's my sister and my life. How many of you got folks here tonight that has enriched your life because of their life in Jesus Christ? Amen. They used to sing a song. Sister Villa used to sing a song that said, what would I do without Jesus? I say, not only that, but what would I do without my brothers and sisters that enrich our life? So much value that's put upon it. You can't put a dollar value on it. It's worth more than silver and gold. It's worth more to know that we've got ones that love us and care for us so deeply that no matter what the circumstances is, that Bonnie, we may not be able to be there in body tomorrow morning, but I assure you, and also Sister Ruby, but I assure you this, there are brothers and sisters that will take your name to God and say, Lord, bless them. Watch over the hand of the surgeon. And when they've done all that they can, God would just send the healer by their way and make it so that they're able to be healed by the Holy Spirit that moves in their soul. God enriches our life. He enriches it so much that we can't even begin to look and see. And if I look back at my life, I can't see where God started enriching my life. And you know why I say that? Even though I got saved at a young age, I was being enriched before I ever got saved. You know why? Because Mom and Dad took us to an old-time Bible-preaching, Holy Ghost-filled church. And we was being enriched and didn't even know it. You know what we was being taught, right from wrong? We was being taught the law and didn't even know they was teaching it to us. That's good stuff. Because every once in a while, we would be back in the back of the church. And you know, kids will talk during church. If y'all think you don't, it ain't seen, it is seen. But you're not the only ones. People talk. Right? Oh, people, I didn't say that. But even during our conversations, those seeds was being sown in our hearts and our lives. We was being enriched while we was there. In fact, growing up, just like today, the only friends I really had was those in the house of God. I was being enriched. Look at your life tonight. How many of you could say your life has been enriched because of the church and because of Jesus Christ? When we look at what he was saying, he said, I thank the Lord for you because you have the testimony of Jesus Christ that's confirmed. You know, a lot of people say I'm saved. But he didn't say that. Brother Wayne, he said the testimony has been confirmed. We've got a lot of folks today that your testimony has been confirmed. You say, how was it confirmed? How many of you felt the presence of the Lord when Jack was up here testifying? Amen. Amen? You know what that is? That's God putting his seal of approval. And God has, and I don't mean to pick on you tonight, Brother Jack. I'm not picking on you. I'm bragging on you. You can just see the enrichment in his life since he has decided. I've decided from this day forward, I'm going to start living for God and putting the things of this world behind me. And the folks, the moment you do that, and I talked about the meat of the word, once you taste of the meat of the word, the milk is, you know, it's good, but it does not compare to the meat of the word. Give me something that is going to sustain me and take me down the road that I might become even more enriched. And every time I hear about the milk of the word, I think about Brother Sterling. You remember he said that he was a babe in Christ and on the milk of the word, and the preacher would preach and everything he said was just going right over his head. But he said every once in a while he'd say the name of Jesus and he'd say, yeah, I know him. His life was enriched because he knew Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. We may not get all the message, but there are parts of the message that will enrich your life if you'll take it and you'll eat of it and you'll allow God to use you and help you along this journey. He said it, that testimony, that so that it was confirmed, so that you won't come behind in no gift. What he was saying is that there'll be nothing lacking in your life when it comes to the spiritual part. You know, you don't need somebody to tell you if God is present. You know when God is present. He said that these gifts that you have in the Bible, Paul talked to the Corinth church about the gifts that God gives to us. And God gives us gifts that we can use for His glory and His honor. Anything that builds up the name of Christ, we ought to use it to the best of our ability. That's why I asked Jeff to look at, can we get something that where our people that are sick and shut in might be able to listen at least to the service while we're here? Because you know what they're saying? We're starving. We need something to sustain us. And it's not to use as a crutch. I still believe tonight, church, you can't get from TV or radio or even a podcast what you can get in the house of God. Amen. You can get it here, and your life can be so enriched. I ask you tonight, how many of your lives are more enriched today than they was a year ago? Amen. How many of you are more enriched than you was 5 years ago? And we could go on 10 and 15 and 20 years. Look back at what God has done for us. He's given us so much. And I said the world doesn't know what love is. You know what love, true love is? God. And God gives us an example through Jesus Christ of what our love ought to be one for another. If we see somebody that is down and out, and church, I want you to know, this morning, I saw folks with tears going down their jaws. And that may not sound right, but it's true. Down their cheeks, because they knew that God was speaking to them. You know what I believe that brings part of the tears into our eyes? Is that we know our life could be better than what it is. And there's only one way to make your life better. And that's get right with Jesus Christ, and everything else will fall in place. And you say, do you really believe that, Roger? I believe it with all my heart. You get right with God, and everything else will be right. You say, what about all the problems of this world? There will be problems until the day that Jesus comes. There's going to be trials and tribulations till Jesus comes. And I used to think, and y'all's probably sick of me telling you this, I used to think that when I got to a certain age, I wouldn't have any more problems or cares. I wouldn't have any more heartaches. But you know what I found out? The devil never backs off. He doesn't care how old you are. He doesn't care what church you're in. He doesn't even care what your title is. The devil works against us to steal away the enrichments that God has given to us. And some of these enrichments can be physical. Because you see, later on, in this book of Corinthians, he tells them about the people at Macedonia that helped him in spreading the gospel. God, I believe this with all my heart. Not only does God bless us spiritually, but he blesses us physically through his enriching power. Look at us today. God has taken us to places that many of us thought we'd never go. In fact, can I say that about all of us? How many of you grew up poor, never had much? Raise your hands in the house of the Lord. You know what God has done? He's taken care of us, Brother Ron, all these years. How many of you got more than you even need? You know what God has done? He's enriched your life with some of your wants as well as some of, and many of your needs along this journey. But I don't want to get stuck on the physical part, because I believe the spiritual part is greater than the physical part. Money can't buy, hallelujah, what God has done for me. Money can't buy the peace that surpasses all understanding. Money can't buy your name written on the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. Money can't buy the joy of knowing that everything is all right with you if death was to come to your house. How many of you are ready to die tonight? Amen. You say, but I don't want to. I didn't say I wanted to, but I'm ready if he calls. I'm ready to go, and I don't have to go back to the house to get one thing. I've got it all with me. In fact, I'll put this in comical. I carry all my riches with me everywhere I go. I used to know a guy that carried a bag with him everywhere he went, because he felt like the only way he could protect what was his is to carry it with him wherever he went. I carry everything I have need of in this life and in the future life with me everywhere I go. Our lives are enriched. Dad made mention, and I keep going back to his message this morning, about our families. You know, I look at our families, and I have to say, thank you, Lord. I told them all yesterday, because we got together yesterday, and they was talking about the kids, and I said, yeah, I love every one of them, but I wouldn't give you a nickel for another one just like any of them. And I wouldn't. And I find out the older I get, I love kids even more, especially when they belong to somebody else. Amen? Some of you laughing, but you know it's true. It's true. But I looked around the house yesterday, and I thought, man, what did we do before that one came along? What did we do before that one came along? And now some of them are all grown up. And I look at little Gavin, as stubborn as he is, and I say, boy, I love you, but I don't know what we did before you came along, and I don't want another one that looks like you. God has enriched our lives. Look at the one sitting next to you. For those sitting there by your spouse or close by, think about them. And I wouldn't take anything for Becky, but I wouldn't give you anything for another one just like her. And y'all say, she's not here. Well, tell her. She knows it. I tell her. But my life has been enriched because of her. And as Lloyd taught in Sunday school this morning, I believe there's even jealousy to protect what God has given to us. Amen? God has enriched our lives and made them so much more. Brother Cody, I'll pick on you for a minute, or not pick on you. I shouldn't say that. But look how God has enriched him. Can I brag on Mount Carmel for just a minute? If people, Cody said it like this tonight. I said, is that young lady there with you? And he said, yeah, I'm trying to bring all my friends over here. And that's a great testimony. But you know what that says to the message this morning? If you want your loved ones to be enriched, you need to get them to Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. Because this is where people can be, their lives can be enriched. Not because of me, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, not because of you, but because we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. This church is not about you or me, it's about him. And when we lift him up, he said he would enrich all of us. Give us all the things that we stand in need of. It almost puts you on shouting ground to think about all that God has done for us. And I feel the least deserving of my life being enriched because of Jesus Christ. But folks, I don't want him to take one blessing away. But I also ask him, Lord, keep on enriching my life. And I'm going to close with this final thought. You know what he's going to do one day? He's going to enrich me by calling my name. For the last time, he's going to call my name, and I'm going to say so long over here and good morning over there. And you talking about enrichment. The writer said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for us. You talking about a time, Sister Techie. I can't wait to see folks running and not growing weary. I can't wait to see folks soaring like eagles. I can't wait to hear the angel band singing. I can't wait until there's silence in heaven. And then all of a sudden, the redeemed start singing a song that the angels cannot sing. And there stands before us our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And at His right hand, the Father who made it all possible. But I believe there's a third seat there for He, the Holy Spirit, to sit there and to admonish us as we worship Him and praise Him for all eternity. Don't you want to go tonight? Amen. How many of you want your life to be enriched even more than what it is? Amen. Enriched even more. Paul was telling them, folks, I am praying for you. I see what God has done for you, but I'm praying that He's going to continue to enrich your life. Often when I pray, I say, Lord, bless every household that is represented here tonight or today, depending on the service. And really what I'm saying is, Lord, enrich their lives. I want our young people to be so full of God. And let me give you some advice tonight as I close. Some of us learn the hard way, pursuing the things of this world without God giving you the guidance to do so is going to set you back instead of moving you forward. It may put more money in your bank account, but if it causes your relationship with God to suffer, it's going to cost you more than the money you have in the bank. It's going to cost you more. If you really want your life to be enriched, put God first. Can I get a witness tonight? Put God first, and everything else will follow suit. Our lives will be enriched. They'll be so much better. Jack, is your life better now? And I can see the glow upon that young man's face. Yes, we've all had our hard times. We've all had our heartaches. We've all had our pain. And I believe it's safe to say that many of us have strayed along the journey. But we remembered about the Father's house and how our lives were so much better when we was there than we was out there in the wilderness. And thanks be to God, He called us back and put us in line to where He could enrich our lives. And Brother Mark, I'll share this tonight. I'd like to see his son's lives get enriched. I'd like to see Barb, your son's life get enriched. I'd like to see your son's life enriched, your and Terry's. And as I look over this house, Sister Barb, you know we're praying for David. You know that we're praying for your son, Sister Joan. And Checky and Wayne, y'all know that we're praying for your son and daughter, and now your daughter-in-law. And Brother Eli back there with his kids. You know why he's so heavy burden? Because he wants them to be enriched by God. We used to sing a song that said, houses and land I may not own, wealth and riches to bestow. But what I do have is I have treasures unseen in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I don't want y'all to think I left anybody out. For your all's husbands, three ladies sitting right there, all three of their husbands, I lift them up before God and say, Lord, speak to their hearts. Sister Betty's husband. As I look over this audience and I say, Lord, speak to them that their lives might be enriched. And I want you young people to know, Jack and Cody and Maddie, and I'm Sarah, and I know, Rachel, your life has been enriched. But I pray for God to enrich it even more. I pray God just fill up your house with everything you have need of. And also, as I'm looking over this audience, my eyes ain't too good. And my memory's getting worse. But as I look at all of you tonight, Cody, your friend there, I never did catch her name. Kelsey, we pray for your life to be enriched. Hope, your life. And not just these, David, but those, my grandkids. Today we had Tori, Maddie, and Jordan. And I look at them and I say, the devil is fighting so hard. So hard. And I say, Lord, only you can give them what they have need of. I can't. Lord, would you enrich their life? And I'm not praying for y'all to have worldly riches. I know that God is able to do that. But I pray he gives you enough to keep you happy. But I pray he gives you more of his spirit. And a desire to know more and do more. You know what? And we've got to get that bathroom finished. And I bring that up because of this. The more I work for God, the happier I am. Amen? It don't matter if we're cleaning toilets, taking out the garbage, or working on the building. It don't matter. You know what we're doing? We're doing it for the Lord. This is his house. Amen? And we want it to be enriched. God bless you tonight. Rob and Sharon, get us a song. Paul was bragging on them. I've tried to brag on you tonight. Tara and Jeff, when they first... Can I testify for a minute? I remember when they first came here, they came in the front door there. Not the side door, but the front door. Years ago. And they had little Grayson. Hope you wasn't even a thought. And they come in, and afterwards, Becky and I was talking to them. And in my mind, I said, oh, this ain't the kind of church they're looking for. You know, most young people want a church where they can be just blend in and be a part of the crowd. Maybe be part of the praise team or the worship team. But I look at them and I say, look what God has done for their life. And I know her grandma's gone on to be with the Lord, but I believe her grandma would shout all over the house if you could just see what God has done and the enrichment that he has done in their life. But God is not a respecter of persons. What he's done for them, what he's done for us, he'll do for others. Tonight, how many of you got people upon your heart you want their life to be enriched? How many of you want your life to be enriched? Raise your hand. You know what? I can't wait till tomorrow to see what God's got in store for me. This day's almost over. Tomorrow, he's got a brand new day full of new blessings and full of new gifts to give to his children if we will just receive them today. Would you stand while they sing a song? Just one verse tonight. That'll be enough. I ask you tonight, if you want to come and pray, now's that time. Come and let God enrich your life. Yes, bless that one. Anybody else tonight? He said, if you want it, you got to ask. You got to seek it. If you never do anything to show that that's what you want, you're not giving a definitive answer to God. Yes. Come and trust my mind. Amen. and my burden is light. God bless you tonight. I would not want to be without the Lord. Nor would I even want to imagine what it would be like walking and living in this world without Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I would not want to be there. Because you see, our talent and our gifts will only take us so far. God can pick us up and carry us all the way if we will just lean on Him tonight. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sabbath day? It's been a good day, has it not? And you young people especially, keep on pressing forward. Keep on pressing forward. And I may not tell you as often as I should, but I sure appreciate you. And I appreciate what God is doing in your lives and in our church. Brother and sister, there went that name again. Caudell, they wasn't with us today. Let's pray for them. And, you know, God has sent us people to work with us. The only thing to make it better is to see these that are lost come and get saved before it's too late. And tonight, let's all go. And our prayer ought to be, Lord, enrich my life. But when we pray that, we have to put our prayer, you know, they used to have a saying, we got to put legs on our prayer. Because when we pray it, we have to be willing to do what God tells us to do in order for God to bless us. Just say, Lord, bless me, is not good enough. You have to have a definitive prayer and put your prayer into action. God bless you tonight. Everybody have a great week. Be careful. Tonight and tomorrow morning, it's supposed to rain, turn off to snow, temperature dropping. So I think it's Tuesday. They said that the high is going to be 32 and the low is going to be 31. That's going to be a strange day. If I heard it right, but don't take my word for it. I'm liable to tell you anything. God bless you. Have a good week. Love you tonight.